Let me get straight to the point. If you have services that you're receiving, whether it be services through a particular private company, or whether it be utilizing some type of public assistance program and so forth, if you're getting ready to move, or even free clinics, or maybe a particular type of assistance for, in terms of cash assistance or whatever the case may be, find out before you go to where you're going if those things exist there, if there's any waiting requirements there, if there's any added benefit, any added things that you need to qualify for, how long it'll take for those things to resume. And you're sitting here going, why are you saying all this? Let me tell you, the number of times that I used to deal with people who would relocate to different parts of the country and then go there with this thought process in their mind that the services that they were used to and the programs that they were used to having accessible to in their particular state was not in the state they were moving to, and the shock to their system. My best example is I remember years ago I was working with this one young lady who had relocated from one part of the country and then came down to another part of the country and then realized quickly that all of the services that she had where she came from were much better. But then this was the worst part. When she decided to go back, because after coming down to her new location, she stayed there for about half a year, like 6 months, realized, bump this. Well, then going back, getting re-engaged into those same services was a nightmare for her, because she had now kind of fallen outside of this particular timeline for how long she could resume those benefits. And it was amazing because she was like so angry. And I said, this is the problem when you move. Sometimes what happens when you move, there's this natural inclination to think that services are services are services. You know, benefits are benefits are benefits. Programs are programs are programs. We don't think about the fact that every county in a particular state operates different. Every city and every county operates a little different. Every state operates differently. So if you are in a situation where you have everything set up that works out perfectly for you, it's not like turning off a switch and going to a new location and turning on a switch. That state has completely different, or let me say possibly, may have completely different requirements that you may have to worry about. That county may have completely different requirements you have to worry about. That city may have completely different requirements that you have to worry about. All those things you need to know about in advance so that you don't get down there and get, you know, your face cracked because you realize, oh my gosh, I did not know that. So one of the things I used to tell people, especially when they were talking to me and they were saying, you know, Tony Reeves, when I was practicing, they were like, Tony Reeves, I'm thinking about moving. And I said, write down every service you get, everyone. I mean, every case you have, if you've got some workers' comp cases out there, you've got some unemployment cases out there that you've got in the system, legal system, write down every legal case that you have. I want you to write down every service you get, any benefits you get, every medical treatment program you participate in. Write down every one of them, because you need to know if where you're going is going to be able to have something that's comparable to. Because the last thing you want to do is be in a situation where you come to a new location that you didn't take the time to research in terms of seeing if the services you have where you're at will transfer down, or even whether they have something that is the same as what you were used to, and then finding out when you got there that, oh my gosh, they don't have those things.